Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of She Designed. Today, I am going to be just having a soul chat with you. Something that I've decided to do is to actually share with you what I'm going through as I'm going through it, because I figure that as a mentor and as somebody who teaches and helps other women in their business, that I think it's really important to be transparent and to share what you navigate in business and how I actually move through those challenges and transitions and times and how it helps me to gain clarity to then move forward with confidence, to then make big investments into mentoring or group programs or, making a big brand change or pivoting in my business. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to just have a bit of a chat about what I'm navigating right now and how I'm leading myself through it. Firstly, I just want to say I've been going up and back to the Gold Coast to escape Burleigh to start getting the ball rolling up there and try and get this beautiful space open for October. And it's really been a great opportunity for me to have some time to myself, because when I go up there, obviously there is just me and there are no children to worry about, even though they're adults and they do their own stuff now, but no household stuff to worry about, no washing, no cooking, no trying to think about what I've got to cook, no cleaning because the place is just, an empty shell. It's actually really allowed me to have that time and space for clearing my mind, for slow walks with no music, for sitting on the beach and just looking at the ocean and just letting what comes to me come, to meditating, to listening to guided visualizations, to creating guided visualizations that I use with my clients and always use for myself as well. And so this is something that I think is the first and foremost the most important thing if you're going through a time in your business where it's just not feeling quite right, where something feels like it's missing. Maybe you love your business, you love what you're doing with your clients, you love the work that you're creating, but deep in your gut, deep in inside, you feel like something's missing. Or maybe it's that there's parts of your business that just feel really heavy and draining, and you just have those moments where you just want to throw it all in, where you just want to burn it all to the ground and go and get a real job. And what I want to say to you is that the practices and the things that I do that really help me in these moments have allowed me to move bravely, confidently, and with clarity into a new direction in my business. Now, these new directions that I've taken, if you haven't been listening to this podcast for a while, I started in a homeware store back in 2009. I then moved into property styling, interior design, interior styling, holiday home styling, and social media management, and then design mentor. So every time I have made a change or a pivot or a rebrand and a move in my business, I have gone through these practices and I have done this to give me clarity in making that move, because very often with that move comes investment. With that move comes a lot of unease and, you're not sure if you're making the right decision. You might be letting go of something that you have built. When I let go of my interior design business and started doing mentoring, like, I had to be really, really clear and confident to know that this was the right move for me, because if I move away from that and the momentum starts to slow down, I've just looked at the clock as I'm speaking and it's 11:11. And this is just another sign for me that I am going in the right direction. So I just want to share this with you because I think that it's important for you to hear how it all works on the other side when I'm moving through it. So I went through all of my practices in episode 58, a couple of episodes ago. So I'm not going to go into the practices that I actually use, but I am going to just share with you some of the insights and just some of the reality of how this all feels and how it all is when you're going through it. I wanted to share something with you here because probably about 18 months ago, I was really drawn to this woman on social media, really strong businesswoman who, you know, one of those women that you see on social media who is beautiful, dressed beautifully, shows up in her videos all the time with all the clothes and all the poses and all the things, looking really confident, sharing about all this money she's making and all the clients that she's working with. And I just was really drawn to her and I thought, you know, I want to move into mentoring and coaching. She's a business coach. I think she's the one I want to work with. And so when I went to work with her, it was very expensive. It was a really big investment. And I've shared before how when she first shared the investment with me, it was $44,000 for 6 months mentoring one-to-one. And I was just like, well, that's a hell to the no. I am not paying that much money for mentoring. I don't have the investment, the money to actually put into that. And I just can't afford to pay that. So she came back to me and she said, you can work with me for 3 months. And I think, I can't remember exactly the price now. Maybe it was half. Let's just say it was half. So I kind of thought, oh, you know, maybe I could do that. I went to my husband and I said to him, so there's this girl on social media who's just killing it, doing really well. And I just sort of gave him the pitch and he goes, okay, yes, that sounds really good. How much? And I told him, I think it was 25. And he's just looked at me like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's always supported me in everything I've ever done. And I just looked at him and went, yeah, that's a lot of money, isn't it? And he goes, fuck yeah, it's a lot of money. And I was like, yeah, okay, all right, that's not going to happen. So I was gutted. I was so disappointed, but I knew that just wasn't for me. So what happened was she then messaged me, and I guess this was probably also part of her sales pitch, I don't know, but she came in and she said, hey, listen, I'm doing a group program. I'm actually, instead of working one-to-one, I'm taking a minimum of, a maximum, I should say, of 8 women, and it's $10,000, and I would love for you to be in there. And so for me, I thought, thank you, universe. This is my step in. This is how I can get into to work with this woman. And so I invested the $10,000 and I worked with her, and I think it was 6 months. It was an incredible container. I learned so much. It actually helped me to align myself as a business mentor. She showed me how to price everything, just a lot of stuff. And I made my money back in about 3 months by signing up one-to-one clients for my mentoring. The whole reason that I actually went on that tangent is I really want to share this. The very first session that we had together, everybody went in and they came in and said, why did they join and what is their vision? What is their big goal? So I jumped into this, and I'm always very nervous when I'm starting with a new group, and very dry mouth and shaking voice and, you know, bright red face. And I went in there and very bravely, I thought, shared that I want to work with women where I can really help them to find their true path in life. I want to help them to learn how to listen to their intuition, to learn how to manifest, how to, you know, find their way out of being in this life of motherhood and then finding their way through and finding something for themselves again. And she kind of looked at me and she said, oh, okay, so that sounds really good. And so, but what's the real reason you want to do it? And I said, oh, well, because I really want to help women to find themselves, and I want to be able to show them how I've done it in my own life and empower them. And I want, and she goes, yes, but why do you want to do that? I said, because, you know, and it kind of went like this for a little while. And then she said, but there's got to be more, like, because you want to earn money. How are you going to earn money from this? And I said, oh, I hadn't really thought about that. I just actually just really wanted to, this is what I want to do. I haven't really thought about making money. And so then that sort of coaching session within that session turned around from me being wanting to do this as my whole passion and mission to becoming a mentor for women in business and infusing my intuition and all of that work in it. Because she said to me, I'm intuitive. I do that all the time. I infuse that into my business, but you don't have to build a business around that. Because she is killing it in business. I said, okay, that sounds great. I can do that. Like, let's go. And I built my business around becoming an interior design mentor and infusing my intuition work, my guided visualizations, and all of that into it. And then Solid Stylist was born. And I freaking love it. I absolutely love what I created within that group and helping designers and stylists like you. Sorry about that. I'll put that on silent. Designers and stylists like you to create a beautiful business. Sorry, it's all happening here. I sit here now and I think this keeps coming back for me. Throughout the last 18 months that I've been mentoring and working and changing, transitioning in my business, this whole topic of wanting to help women to find themselves, to find their true path, to find what their passion is in life, and to just go out there and grab life by the horns and just fucking live it, it still keeps coming up for me. And like for me, and I've talked about this with you before, if something keeps coming back up, It's the universe and your spirit guides and the nudges coming back to say to you, this is what you need to be exploring. This is what you need to be doing. And like I shared with you a couple of episodes ago where the psychic said to me, there's so much more for you. You need to diversify. From the outside, it looks very easy to figure out. I have two Instagram pages. One is Katrina Lumsden, which is completely and utterly dedicated to business and interior designers and stylists. The other one is She Designed a Life She Loves. I talk about manifestation. I talk about my travels. I talk about intuition. And I also talk about my interior design mentoring as well. So when I look at that, I think, well, it's all there waiting for me. She Designed a Life She Loves is exactly why I named it that. I want to help women to design a life they love and not just in their interiors business. And so within my Soul-Led Stylist membership, I am infusing all of these practices that I use in my own business into this program with these women, as well as into my one-to-one coaching. And this is where I'm seeing the biggest change in these women. They can do the strategy, they can do the templates, and they can tweak their pricing, but it's the internal change and the confidence and the clarity that I'm seeing is the biggest transformation in them. And it just fuels me even more. I love supporting these women in all seasons of their life to follow their passion. I really want to help you to fine-tune your dreams, create your visions, give you the steps to move forward in your path and to just find yourself again. So underneath all that you've been through, you know, life throws so much at us. Motherhood, grief, illness, and just life. And I just want to help women to truly bring that soul, that fuel, that fire that they've got within, that feeling that they know there's more to life that has been pushed to the side for way too long. So in this messy middle that I'm in now, a few weeks ago, I saw a girl pop up on my social media and I have been following her for a while, but she's started a program and she's a psychic, she's intuitive, and she is also a business coach. And she started this program and it was few thousand dollars, and I thought, should I do it? And I was like, oh, and I just kept getting called back to check out this program. So I opted in for more information. I read all the information through. I check in on my body, like, how does my body feel? It felt like this excitement, this bubbling of excitement. And the more I read it, I felt really at ease. I felt like this woman could get me. I've worked with so many mentors and coaches in my life in business who, when I have talked about this side of my bits of me and my business, haven't got, just don't get it. And like I said with this mentor before, she just couldn't see a service in that. She couldn't see a business in that. And so I messaged this girl and we've had a chat. I've jumped into this group, still feeling a little bit sort of unsure. I've started mapping out. I've had some ideas dropping in for some free programs, for some one-to-one sessions, just little ideas and little nuggets start dropping in. So I'm just kind of playing and I'm jotting them down. Sometimes I'll share them to my email list and get a bit of a feel for what people's reaction is to it, whether I get anybody come back to me and say they'd like, they're interested in it, or whether it's, you know, not something for them. Like, so I just love to experiment. I'm very big on, within this transition time, in experimenting and playing. I don't give a shit if I post a new offer tomorrow and in 1 month's time that I don't go ahead with that offer anymore. Because if I don't try it, if you don't get out there and try your ideas, how are you ever going to know if they're going to work? So that's one thing I really want to say is, once you've given yourself that space and you've given your brain the time to let those beautiful ideas just drop in, play around with them. Start to put those ideas together. How could they look? What would they look like? What would you deliver within those services? How would you price them? Would they be a free thing that you would do, a free service that you would do, or would it be something that you want to be paid for? And how does it all look? How will it all look? So I've been doing a lot of that behind the scenes, and I have got about 10 reels and posts that I've been creating that I've been too scared to post. Something is still stopping me from posting it. And there's this whole identity thing wrapped up with that, and fear of judgment. And I know I'm saying to you all the time, just get out there and do it. And this is why I want to be so transparent with you in this podcast episode, is that I have a fear of being judged, of being too woo-woo, of coming out and sharing my true, authentic spiritual self. I listen to signs from the universe. I meditate and speak to my spirit guides. I do tarot cards and I follow and listen to the messages within my tarot cards. I do tarot cards for my friends at parties and weekends away, and they love it. And it's a side of me that I don't even talk about with my friends very often, my family very often. It's just something that I've always kind of kept to myself. And if you've been listening for a while, one of the signs that I have when I'm on the right track is that I get tears in my eyes and I cry. And just talking about the fact that this is me and I've been holding that back is another sign that this is meant for me. I am on the right track. You're on the right track. You're getting there. You're getting closer. And so I know that it's time for me to start sharing. So let me just get myself together. When I joined this group and I went into the first session last night, and just a group of beautiful women, all sharing different things. You know, there's kinesiologists, there are fashion designers, there's psychics, there's all different sorts of women in this group. And I shared that, you know, I'm an interior design mentor. I infuse this blah, blah, blah into my business. And I just feel like there's more. I didn't say too much more. I just sort of said that. I came away from this and, you know, went about my night. I woke up this morning and something had shifted. It was like this group And doing this program with this woman gave me the permission that I needed to fully step into who I am. So I posted this morning my first post, which was around just having sessions with women, free sessions. I'm going to just do some free sessions just to start with, to helping them find their true path. Within those sessions, I'm going to be doing a beautiful guided visualization. I will be reading some tarot cards. We will be reflecting and talking and journaling about what has come up for you within those sessions. And then we will be working out a roadmap and the steps to take to move forward to start designing a life that you love. And so as I'm moving through this messy middle, I'm going to continue to come in to this podcast and I'm going to continue to share with you, because if I'm not real, if I can't be real with you, then what's the point? Really, like, I want you to feel like you can create a life and a business where you can be your true, authentic self, where that little girl inside or the woman who you've become inside just steps out and says, I'm fucking here. This is me. I'm here. And if I can't do that for myself, how can I help you to do that for you? I have to go first. I have to take the leap and I have to go first. So you're going to be seeing more coming into my socials. I'm going to be sharing, I'm going to be creating something where you can opt into my email list so that you can be, if you're not on my email list, you can be getting more behind the scenes sort of stuff as things are unfolding. And of course, I'm always open in my DMs. I would love to help anyone that feels really called into this. And Soul-Led Stylist is like my passion project. I love helping these women, and that is the membership that's going to be ticking over, and there might be a few different changes to that. Maybe there'll be less of me in there and more of me in the other side. I'm not sure how that all looks just yet, but I'm definitely going to continue with Soul-Led Stylist. And as I said, there's a few free sessions. I haven't come up with a name or anything for it yet. I've just thrown it out there this morning. And there is also a free container that I'm going to start, which is going to be called More. So next week, I'm going to share a lot more about that. And I will be inviting you in to come and join me in that, which, as I said, is going to be completely free and just a space where you can come and connect to yourself and help you to find your path. So that's it for me today. Very raw and real. And I hope you have a really beautiful day. And if you felt like this resonated with you, if you want to chat to me, come into my DMs at she_design and let's chat. See you later. Have a good day.